Hey y'all, I'm Carrie.
And I'm Mandy.
And this is Monstrous.
And this is our spooky episode.
Alrighty. At it again.
At it again.
I'm going to try to get through this without coughing.
You sound better.
I feel a lot better. If I could just get rid of this daggum cough. I'm not done taking my antibiotics yet, but I feel better. I just can't get rid of this freaking cough now.
Yeah, that's the bad part.
Stupid thing lasts forever. All right. Are you ready to hear today's spooky tale?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
So this week I have a haunted location to tell you about. Today's location is a place that we all, if not most of us, have been to at least once, most likely as children. And those that are parents have probably taken your own children to. It's an innocent, happy place that brings joy and the best out of everyone that enters the grounds. It is said to be haunted and maybe even cursed. By the end of this episode, you will never look at amusement parks the same again.
Oh, an amusement park.
Today, I'm going to tell you about Lake Shawnee's abandoned amusement park. So whether it's the Mothman of Point Pleasant, the haunted prison of Moundsville, or the infamous lunatic asylum in Weston, the mountain state of West Virginia is stocked full of creepy, spooky, and eerie places to visit. One of those places is located right near Princeton, West Virginia, and it once was a happy, joyful place, but now, right there in Mercer County, West Virginia, sits something unnatural among the abandoned amusement park. I know it doesn't seem that there is any way that a simple amusement park could possibly have a dark past or even belong on our spooky episode edition. But by the end of our tale, you'll see very differently. From an Indian massacre to burial grounds to violent deaths and freak accidents, it's no wonder why this place is one of Southern West Virginia's must-see locations. Ask any local and they'll tell you that no one should have ever turned the empty grassy field into a carnival amusement location. And in retrospect, all things become obvious. As they say, hindsight is 20/20. But don't just take my word for it. Dozens of TV shows have filmed segments on the grounds, and thousands of guests stop by to explore each year. The amusement park has attracted ghost hunters and paranormal experts for years. Lake Shawnee ranks as one of the Travel Channel's most terrifying places in America. And ABC takes this farther by declaring it one of the 10 most haunted places in the world.
Damn.
One of the scariest places in America. We've all heard this line before, right? This is something all haunted places claim. But could some of these places truly be the scariest places in America? And could this abandoned park be one of them? So, the park gained national attention in 2005 when the ABC network filmed Scariest Places on Earth. For this filming, they brought in a psychic who was on contract, but the psychic refused to remain on the property because of the, quote, spiritual energy being too strong.
Oh, shit.
The film crew would also not enter the film location alone at night due to the eerie feeling.
Well, that's never good.
Mercer County, West Virginia, was home to a Native American tribe until 1783, when a European family attempted to settle right there on their land. Of course, sparking a major violent turf war. This began the downfall and the haunting, or according to locals, possibly the curse, that now sits upon the location that I'm telling you about today. So, Lake Shawnee's restless and dark past began in the 18th century. During the late 1700s, Mitchell Clay took his young, growing family west, and here in the southern part of West Virginia, they established an 800-acre farm where they would go on to have and raise 16 children. Mitchell and Phoebe Clay were the first English settlers of Mercer County in 1775. Mitchell was born in 1736 and died in 1811. Phoebe was born in 1740 and died in 1809. In 1783, tragedy hit the Clay family when a Native American tribe of about a dozen Indians slayed two of their children and kidnapped a third to later burn him at the stake while Mitchell was out hunting.
What?
Yep. And this is all documented.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Is it? Yo, it's all documented in newspapers, in all kinds of different places.
That's insane.
Yep. To this, Mitchell, of course, retaliated. With help from about a dozen other settlers, Mitchell buried his two children and then tracked down several of the Native Americans and in a dawn attack killed at least four of them. Their homestead was never the same following this. This incident later became known as the Clover Bottom Massacre because Lake Shawnee was once Clover Bottom. So Mitchell Clay first marked the graves of his three murdered children in 1783. On August 14th of 1937, a headstone marker was placed by the Daughters of the American Revolution, marking the location of their graves permanently. So following this, there really wasn't much attention to the Clay property until the 1920s. This is when Conley Snydell made his appearance with his rides and all the attractions. He brought with him circular swings, a water slide, a dance hall, a speakeasy, a swimming pool, and created a pond that was complete with canoes. All the classics of an amusement park. But when Snydell bought the land in the 1920s, he had no idea what lay beneath its surface and no idea that the land itself had seen decades of bloody unrest.
It gave me goosebumps.
Ooh. I'll just wait. We haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet.
Oh, great.
So, Lake Shawnee Amusement Park was crippled from a dark past long before local Conley Snydell ever broke ground for his circular swing. But despite this, the park was open and thriving for 20 years until tragedy once again struck and things went downhill fast. So, the first death for the park came in 1934 when a woman was shot just outside the park. Then, in 1935, there was a hit and run on Route 19, which is adjacent to the park. The next death came in the 80s, where the swing set still sits today. And when this swing was in operation, it went at a very high speed. One day, in the early 1950s, a loading truck was delivering soda to the concession stand, and the driver accidentally backed up into the path of the swings, striking a three-year-old little girl, killing her.
Oh, my God.
It is documented that she wore a pink dress.
Aww.
In 1961, a six-year-old boy named Wayne drowned in the pond when his family's canoe overturned. Then, in 1966, an 11-year-old boy drowned in the pool when his arm got sucked into the drain.
Oh, my God.
So following this, the owners filled the pool with sand so there were no other accidents. But following this death, the park lost its prominence and was closed and abandoned that same year. The bright, happy-colored rides faded to rust, and it didn't take long for the restless undergrowth to surround the rusted skeletons of these once very active rides. So after the park sat abandoned for 20 years, another businessman appeared, a local to the Lake Shawnee area, Gaylord White. White had worked at the park when he was younger and had always dreamed of owning the park. He originally bought the land to subdivide it and sell it as residential lots. But once he began to find Indian artifacts, he decided to instead reopen the park in 1985. But because of the previous accidents and deaths, insurance rates were high, and that forced the park to close once again and for the final time in 1988. Despite its past, Lake Shawnee welcomed tens of thousands of visitors in its second run. So following this closing, he sought to use the park for things like fishing tournaments and off-road motorsports. He then began construction on the property. And after construction started, they began to find things within the soil. And what the construction crew unearthed was enough to stop all construction efforts in its track and never start up again. As construction crews tore into the grass, weeds, and soil, they began to unearth Native American artifacts. Something that's not too surprising with how heavy the Native American population was at one point in time. But as they continued to dig, they eventually unearthed bones.
Shit.
It turned out that the amusement park sat right on top of an ancient burial ground, and most of the bones found were that of children.
Oh.
Archaeologists believe that the remains were there long before the settlers ever arrived to Lake Shawnee. So the White family decided to not challenge fate, and instead, they left the burial ground and rides intact where they stood. So these days, you can't ride the rides or swim. The park sits there quietly, except for the ghosts. The amusement park is on private property, so you can't just go wandering around out there.
Right.
They do, however, have regular paranormal tours throughout the year. The owners have even been known to make private arrangements for private tours as well. Just make sure you call or schedule online before you just show up. So these tours are given Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. by appointment only. They offer other tours that include overnight investigations and a moonlight adventure tour. These are given every third Saturday of the month. You can even visit in October for their dark carnival, where you arrive at dusk just as the rusty, creepy skeleton rides and bony trees fade into silhouettes. People that used to visit the park when it was open or simply had their own strange experience on the land work there. They tell Lake Shawnee's story, give tours, light bonfires. There's now even a haunted trail through a corn maze that is complete with creepy clowns.
Nope.
I knew that was coming.
Nope.
And if you're daring or brave enough, you can even camp out overnight. The rusty ride skeletons, the earth claiming the remnants of the once bustling park, and the dark history behind alone draws people to it. But people have also had many encounters with spirits that still remain on this land. Among the quiet and peacefulness of the land, there is also a creepiness with it. The Ferris wheel and swings have been all but swallowed by the earth. Dolls and small toys have been left as offerings to the spirits of the children that are around every corner. Most visitors see orbs in their photos, hear disembodied voices, the chanting of Native Americans, other unexplained noises, and of course, the rusty, forgotten rides moving on their own. Visitors have reported hearing footsteps, mysterious chants, and even children. Sometimes you can see one of the swings move on its own. People have even been locked inside the shabby little ticket booth, even though the ticket booth doesn't lock.
Oh, wow.
Some say a full-bodied apparition of a male in the car by the Ferris wheel appears. The swings feature cold spots just above the deteriorated wooden seats, which are also said to move on their own and have been seen doing so from across the park. The swing in which the young girl died is marked with a red ribbon, but it appears that she enjoys another swing more. There's a swing that is adjacent to this one where an owl ornament hangs. On a still day, the owl can be seen moving to a breeze that no one and nothing else can feel, and even stops in its tracks, falling limp as if a child has dropped it. She is one of the more prominent apparitions seen on the property, always wearing her pink dress. One of the boys that drowned is said to still be within the park as well. He seems to prefer the area in the front of the park where he can welcome and protect visitors how he himself could not be protected. Gaylord White, the owner, said he has always had feelings of someone touching him on the shoulder or on his arm, and that he also always had an unexplained feeling of a presence while he worked there in his youth. The main experience that he remembers was while he was on his tractor clearing some brush from the field after he had bought the land. He saw the full apparition of a young girl in a pink dress with ruffled sleeves. Upon this, he parked the tractor, left it sitting right there because the little girl seemed to like watching it. He also said that he had heard something that sounded like chanting. Among these reports of activities, others have reported that they never feel alone on the land, especially in the area called the Creepy Trail leading to the Clay Children's graves. People have reported feeling pressure on their chest. Two other full-body apparitions aside from the one mentioned before. One is a man walking along the road in front of the park. The other being a 7-foot-tall Native American Indian has been seen. The little girl has been seen playing on the tractor that the owner left out in the field. Shadows have been seen among the rides. The full shadow of a person has been sitting inside one of the Ferris wheel carts. The sounds of children laughing can be heard aside from the chanting. People have even been pushed by an unseen force. EVPs have been recorded, and even the owner's mother has had her own experience when things around her house, which is located on the property, began to be moved around. Visitors to the park are strongly encouraged to leave offerings to the Shawnee Indians as a sign of respect, and many do just that. Overall, 6 park-goers died during the park's brief history. Most of these deaths being those of children. The 2 deaths outside the park property, along with the countless Shawnee Indian tribe members that died and were laid to rest here on this land. So, what makes this place so scary or memorable? Is it the countless deaths that have happened on this land? Is it the creepy feeling that visitors get once they step on the Shawnee land? Is it the ominous presence of the ancient, rusty amusement rides slowly being claimed as part of the earth? Is it the thick fog that rolls through the land at nightfall? Or is it the fact that campers on the land have been spooked to a level of leaving in the middle of the night? We can't say for sure if Lake Shawnee Amusement Park is haunted or not, but either way, there doesn't appear to be anything evil on the land. Despite the Shawnee burial ground just across the field and the resting place for the Clay children, there are only stories about playful ghosts who seem interested in connecting with the world they left behind long ago and nothing else. But the final verdict is up to you. Is Lake Shawnee really haunted? Is the land cursed? Were the members of the Clay family cursed? Or is it all rumor just to bring in paying visitors? Is the activity on the land connected to the violent turf war? Is it connected to all the children that have died on the property? Is it haunted because of the Indian burial ground located right there in park grounds? Are the Native Americans vengeful because their land was overtaken and maybe even disrespected? If you have Native American blood within your veins, does that change the level of experience you have? Do you yourself have a connection to the land that you are unaware of? One thing, though, is for certain. A day at Lake Shawnee will create some incredible, lasting memories. And that is the history and haunting of West Virginia's Lake Shawnee Abandoned Amusement Park.
That's a good one.
I thought it was interesting.
It really is. Has a lot of history to it.
Mm-hmm. But yep.
Yeah, that was even, a good one.
Even David Dave Spike Spank, something like that. He's a paranormal hunter. I can't think of his last name. It's a weird last name.
Mm-hmm.
It might be Spink. You know who I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
Okay. He's even been out there, and he did an episode.
Oh, really? On the park. Nice.
Yep. So it's brought out, like big paranormal people. Yep. So who's to say? I thought it was interesting, though.
It really is.
I'd never heard of it. I Googled something and it showed up on my Google and I was like, ooh, what is this?
Yeah, I've never heard of it either.
Thought it was interesting. There's probably a lot more out there about it. This is just kind of what I found.
Right.
So hang on, let me send you a couple pictures of the Lake Shawnee rides.
Okay.
Kind of like I don't know, like some people might say they're creepy. I think they're more like haunting, I guess would be the right word to use, I guess.
Oh, that is creepy looking.
Yep, just how they're like the earth is just like growing all around it and like taking it in as part of it, basically.
Right. Yeah, they do look creepy.
Yep, they were never tore down. They sit exactly how they sat when the park was shut down in 1966.
Wow.
And that's only a couple of them. I have more of that. I'll put it on the Facebook page.
We'll have to look at them.
Yep. I have 10 different pictures of the rides. It's crazy. So before we sign off, I want to let everybody know to make sure you join us next week for our fifth installment of our spooky edition. Because we are going to continue with the childhood favorites.
Whoop, whoop.
And this childhood favorite is another one that may just change how you look at this place as well. And this one for next week is the one I have videos for.
Oh, God. You have videos.
But, yep, that's it for this week.
Right.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Watch for monsters.
And don't kill people.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Please be sure to rate and review so we can make sure we give y'all a podcast you love. Be sure to subscribe so you get notifications each week when episodes air.
If you want to send us a case or a topic suggestion, you can email us at monstroustcpod@gmail.com.
Also, be sure to check out our Facebook page for updates along with information and photos for each week's episodes.